save your jaws and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Press on, Peter. What are we doing?
How was your day, Pep?
Yeah. Oh, man. Actually, I feel like I've been holding on to this for a while.
I was like, oh, what's with the pause?
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say out of 10. But I think
No, look, don't get me wrong. It was nice. It was Father's Day. And, I woke up in the morning and Liz had organised some things with the kids and the kids came running in and, jumped
beautiful.
All over me. Yeah. And,
Izzy got any idea?
I'll be honest. That's exactly how I pictured you would have a Father's Day. That's exactly what I pictured.
And that lasts for about a half an hour, and then it all goes south from there.
You got 30 minutes out of it, though.
You got 30 minutes out of it, which isn't too bad.
What went south?
Last night it was 8 o'clock, and I'm in the kitchen, and Mila comes walking into the kitchen after she's been in the master bedroom. Liz was in the master bedroom at the time.
The master bedroom?
What?
That's what it's called, mate.
Did you stop being your bedroom?
Yeah, our bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's the master of the house.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be interesting when you hear this. And she walks in and she goes, "Mummy's sad."
Oh, here we go.
And I was like, "What do you mean, Mummy's sad? Come with me." Walk in and Liz is on the bed and she's bawling her eyes out.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Yep. And it was literally I put my arms around her and she buried her head into my chest and she's crying because it was just another bloody tough day as a parent yesterday. It was meant to be, Father's Day. And you've got this, like you said, that's how I imagine how your Father's Day would be. The kids, everybody laughing and
barbecues
happy. And
barbecues outside.
Barbecues and all that sort of stuff.
Your Instagram story's definitely painted a different picture.
And Instagram does that.
Yeah,
Instagram paints
a
picture of happiness and all that. And don't get me wrong, there was a lot of things to celebrate and be happy about. We're at our parents' house and all that sort of stuff. But far out, yesterday was tough. And it was tough, and it was I reckon it's been probably 3.5 years of that just about every day with our eldest daughter Mila. Like she is a crier, a whinger, a screamer.
Oh god.
You know when you go to the shops and there's two types of parents at the shops. The ones that are sitting at the table at the cafe with their kids and the kids are eating the muffin and they're happy and all that sort of stuff and they're drinking their cappuccino or their baby chino,
their little milk or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're the ones with the daughter tucked under our arm, screaming and yelling while everybody's looking at us, walking out of the shopping center because she's not listening to what it is that you're trying to tell her.
Why is she screaming? Why is she
upset? We're those parents because she didn't get what she wanted, but she chucks a tantrum.
Is it a first child kind of thing?
I don't know. But the thing is, my parents say, it's payback.
Oh, you were like this.
And I was like, apparently I was like that as well. And I'm the first child in our family. And my brother wasn't, and he's the second. And Izzy's not like that either.
Do you reckon the first gets everything? And then when the second comes, they don't get everything?
Yeah, maybe. Because the thing is, with Isabella, she's had to share everything since the moment she came into this world. Yeah. And also the other thing as well, and there are parents out there who have probably had their first who would agree with this, you dote over your first one like crazy.
Yeah.
Because everything is, oh my God, am I doing this the right way? Yeah. Are they going to be okay? Like the helicopter parenting is real. Whereas with the second one, you're just like, you'll be right. Like she runs into things and smacks her head against things. You just pick her up, pat her on the back and off you go. Whereas the eldest one, no, whatever you need, I'm right here. This is, and you kind of think to yourself, okay, is that the case? Maybe she is this way. And it was just a bloody tough day as a parent. And I guess I wanted to share this because it wasn't until last week where Em, who's another girl who works here in the station, who's got a young one, we were having a chat and she goes, oh, far out. Like I had
another. You were going to say something else.
Same.
Oh, I thought Pete's lost it.
No. We were having a chat and she goes, oh, far out. We had another day where everybody at the shops was staring at me. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, because I had to carry him out kicking and screaming. I feel like that's every day. And I just had a moment where I just went, okay, it's not just us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Father's Day is meant to be, or like, as you said before, that picture perfect, everybody's around the table having a laugh and the kids are running around and, all that sort of stuff. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not perfect. And sometimes you're not perfect as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally okay. And if you're somebody out there who's got a kid who's actually quite tough, there are other people who are going through the same thing. Because it's easy to think at the shops while you're carrying your kid out kicking and screaming that you are the only one because everybody's staring at you.
Yeah.
That's not the case. Other people go through it as well. Man.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thanks. I mean, for me, that's not who I'm not a parent. So it's hard for me to kind of get it. But Yeah, I do understand to a certain extent.
Oh, mate, you just sometimes you just think to yourself, like, we're both.
You mean you seem very exhausted, like even just talking about it.
It is exhausting. It is really exhausting because you get to the end of most days and you think to yourself, when is this actually going to ever end? You know, and the other thing that you think about as well is, like, you kind of feel guilty because you think, okay, like, we both work full time. Is it us? Are we doing something wrong with our parenting? Yeah. And then you look at the second one and she's totally fine. So you go, okay, maybe not, you know. So.
The days are long, but the years are short, my friend.
Thanks, Xavier. Everybody out there in the producer's airlock just lost it laughing. We're just about to go 8 o'clock.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that really appreciated what you just said there.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Make them feel less alone.
We'll dive into news and traffic.
And the comment was written in the box, mate. I just stole it off someone out there.
Oh, okay, good.
That's why they laughed.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. On Hit 92.9.